know what was happening. So.
Ha ha ha! You not remember Willow? No. Volume was kind of low.
Really, Diva? You're gonna start that?
It is pretty low.
Earphones.
Fuck
See,
you!
That I heard crystal clear.
So, our last commentary.
Yeah.
Can you hear that now?
It's adequate, I would say. Look, you already know you're going to be making me cry before the end of the day, so let me get my digs in while I can.
Is that good?
That's perfect, yeah.
Okay. I'm simply wrapped up in everything here. It's pissing me off.
You have two chords.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Fucking Willow.
Wow. Just, I'm a lost in a forest of fucks being given by James right now. Fucks.
Get ready for your childhood to be ruined.
Yeah, we're going to take a steam and dump. I mean, for those of you out there that love this movie... Sorry, because we are just going
to
defile it.
Time to ruin it.
Bryce, have you ever seen this?
Maybe.
That's a solid no, I would say.
Probably.
The hesitation just spoke volumes. Bad kitty.
Might
Bad kitty.
A little down. Before my time.
Thank you. Really. Wow. So you turned a dig on you into a dig on us for being old.
Yep. That's what you get for being born.
From the man who brought you Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
To be fair.
Little People, the movie.
A film by Ron Howard. Opie Cunningham.
Opie Cunningham.
It is a time of dread. Seers have foretold the birth of a child who will bring about the downfall of the powerful queen, Bevmona. Seizing all pregnant women in the realm. Really?
Because she's kinky.
Queen
so this is
she's got a fetish.
Parenthood.
Well... Don't take them. Don't hurt them. Just seize them. Nope, this one ain't it.
Nope. Drown this one.
He's got
They call it a late-term abortion.
Well, this movie really pissed off pro-lifers when it first came out.
Yeah, it's not murder. It's just really late-term abortion.
Dude, ceiling. You're seeing the ceiling on fire. Ceiling's on fire.
The roof is on fire.
We don't need your baby. Let that motherfucker burn. I always imagine just like a giant pit of like just discarded babies. They're not dead. They're just like crawling over each other.
Isn't this the story of Moses?
No, this is a story about the first ginger being born, actually.
She's not the first ginger because the... The
hey, I don't need
princess.
I like how the newborn infant is silent once they put a rag over its face.
Well,
most babies are. You stuff that rag in there.
Hey, Violent Sheep.
Good band name. Good evening. We are Violent Sheep.
Meh.
Time to play our number one cover, Bad to the Bone.
There's a lot of gingers in this.
Yeah, this movie was very ginger heavy.
Well, it was directed by a ginger.
Yeah. That's right. Fucking Ron Howard and his yeah. pro-ginger agenda.
This is ginger propaganda.
This is gingivitis, goddammit.
Did you hear that, folks? That's Bryce. He just sent you a fucking warning shot. Sorry, did that baby have a spit valve? Like a fucking trombone?
Yeah.
There you go.
Suck on this.
Here.
Who likes chloroform?
Water. Obviously, you don't need milk.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man, when he was, back in the day, Val Kilmer was the shit.
He did this in Top Gun, and that was it. That was
he also did Top Secret. He also did Real Genius, which were both hilarious films, by the way. I wish he'd go back to doing actual straight comedies.
So You're holding films. That bottle like it's going to leave.
Like a stick shift, like I'm driving a car.
That is a very Pat unsafe Roach. Fire. That's a very unsafe fire.
Kevin Pollak.
Was he the artist?
He's one of the brownies.
Oh. Okay, that kid grew like all kinds of hair in like the 2 weeks that she's been apparently on the run.
No, she's only been on the run for like 2 minutes. And it's about to come to an end.
My trained boar will track angry them sheep. Down. Kill a shrews.
Violent Sheep's first song, Hunt the Ginger.
Ginger blood tastes sweet. Catch them on their feet. Is she riding the baby?
Yes. Yeah.
That was weird.
Little known fact, you can ride ginger babies like a horse.
Seriously, yeah. Their bones are more...
They transform.
Yeah. Oh, this conveniently placed raft.
Here, let me float a baby down a river. That's a good idea.
Worked for Moses.
That never ended poorly.
Did it really? Did it really work for Moses?
Yeah.
He helped genocide the planet, so obviously it didn't work for Moses.
Thanks for nothing, Moses. There you go. Your stick
Her swing was too high.
Hide outside. Bob Uecker stands here. Poor ginger lady's dead.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Strike high. She is out of here.
Here's the thing. If her violent sheep were made of cheese, would you eat them?
I know I would. They're delicious.
I took a bite out of one, a nibble on the other.
Speaking of cheese, did anybody, did you guys read, did I send you that article about Gwyneth Paltrow?
And cheese?
She would rather do crystal meth than have canned cheese.
Interesting comparison. Story by George Lucas. I had no idea.
The Lucasfilm didn't give it away?
Well, you know, I figured it's like a label you throw on things. You know, like Violent Sheep or, you know, George Lucas films.
Good comparison.
Baby's mouth looks like it's taped closed.
Well, that's the only way to get her to shut up.
Sweet,
stop eating souls.
Right to the waterfall.
Well, it's self-parking? Like, is this like a Prius of all the
Yeah, it's the Prius of moss wraps.
Would you shut up over here? I'm a magician. This
bird's going to shit in his mouth.
That's mouth. How you feed a ginger baby, yeah. You know?
Ah, what the hell are those?
Okay.
One of us.
Gooble gobble. That's my plowing pig.
When the pig gets old enough, bacon.
Just imagine this is like Endor during like the winter season where all the
Ewoks shed.
Yeah, they're used to the environment.
They learned about their Brazilian wax.
An Endorian wax.
Don't go near it.
Gooble gobble, not like one of us.
It's a dyke.
Well, what? A dikini is what daddies put into mommies to... Oh, wait.
Sorry, totally different story to tell.
It's not a dog. It's a ginger.
It can't pull a plow, so fuck that. Yes, the Rush Limbaugh of the midget community, Mr. Burblecut.
Don't touch it. You'll get a rash.
You might get normal size.
They touch it, it makes the Super Mario sound.
Yeah.
And they grow like regular
They
size.
Eat the baby and they grow it normal.
Monsanto.
Maybe.
I feel like all these characters would be on Little Game of Thrones.
Little Game of Thrones.
That would be the funniest parody ever.
It's the worst name, Burgle Cut.
I think it's Burble or Burgle?
Burgle.
Okay. Well, the guy looks like my dick with ears, so fuck him. You don't talk to fucking Wicket that
don't
way.
Don't touch me. Get off me, bitch.
Will they just fucking get it over with? Okay. All right, Ron Howard's like, okay, I need to have at least a couple scenes. This
motherfucker
runs.
I am a horrible person. Yeah.
What was your first thought?
What the fuck is that?
Is he having a stroke?
Clearly he doesn't wear the pants in his family. That's it. No one. God damn it! I just laid down the law!
Yes,
the
you will.
Tiny, tiny law.
Anyone?
The bite-sized law.
The fun size. The fun size law. This is the Dollar Tree Shire they're living in?
Yes.
Before there were hobbits.
There were
pecs.
Pecs. So Daikinis are regular-sized people,
yes.
Right? Pecs are midgets, or sorry, little people. And brownies are the little sprite-sized motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
He just
stop flipping everyone off, you bastard!
With your creepy regular-sized fingers.
I know, he's got normal-sized hands.
That's why everyone hates him.
Oh, there goes Willow with his regular-sized fingers.
God damn it. I didn't change our kids' diapers.
You smell like cheese.
The baby has only black eyes. Oh, I see some white.
E2, Dominu.
We shall name you Damien.
The prequel to The Omen. Well, it's more of a trailer, actually, because, I mean, obviously there's a bunch of little people.
That windmill is doing nothing.
Of course.
Dude, it's really bad when the geese are taller than the people.
It's actually part of their mini golf course, which actually they just call a golf course.
Golf course. Everyone grab a stick and spin around.
I'm pretty sure this episode's going to get sued by the Little People of America Association. Oh, yes, the Klan's in town.
I like the bags.
I didn't know Pex had the Klan.
Actually, it was the dancing Jason Voorhees. Oh. See my wooden prosthetic arm. Okay, I'm turning away.
It's on fire. It's on fire.
What'd I miss? See, I love how, like, there he's legitimate. And then once he fucks up once with a pig, and then that's it.
Well, that's what happens.
You only fuck a pig once, and you get labeled pretty
look,
badly.
Look, I built that bridge. They call me Willow the Bridge Builder? No, they don't. You fuck one pig.
It was before he met his wife. That's the pig he fucked.
I'm going to fuck this pig.
You're going to eat it?
Oh, I thought he was going to make something else disappear into the pig.
Well, going to make something disappear in the pig.
Yeah.
His normal-sized fingers.
His normal-sized cock. Burn him! He's a witch!
Burn him!
Make him eat charcoal!
Burn him at the stake. I keep waiting for Peter Dinklage.
You know, there he is. There's Peter Dinklage right there.
To be fair, the
young
same thing,
Peter Dinklage.
The same thing happened to David Blaine, so... Again, he fucks up one... You know, act.
One trick.
Yeah. These guys played my high school graduation.
It's C-3PO.
Hey, it's the lawn gnome.
The lawn gnome. Ricola.
Your drum is not very tight. It will not make noise.
Tiny 300.
This
actually,
is
150, I believe.
This is really short.
This is adorable.
Your hair's a joke.
It's not a mullet. It's a skillet.
Isn't the lawn gnome from, like, Travelocity? Tiny Gandalf.
Sounds more like...
You shall not... Well, you
could
pass.
I think Yoda and Gandalf had a baby, and I think this is it.
Yodolf?
Yeah.
Yodolf! God damn it! It's funnier than what I would have had. God damn it, that's funny.
It's in the middle finger.
See?
The middle.
Little people fingers. Jimmy Dean. You can go fuck
yourself. Oh, you were wrong.
You can go fuck yourself.
So there's what, three people and five guesses. The odds are pretty good that someone will figure out which finger is the right finger.
And that's Billy Barty, correct?
Sure.
That's a dude from like UHF. He was like the classic little person actor before Warwick Davis came along.
Pick the finger.
Choose the finger you will be dealt with.
You're going to punch him. Not punch him in the face.
Bunch of slapjawed faggots.
This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me. And they just continue partying.
G.E. Smith.
Well, we're a bunch of losers.
G.E. Smith and the Tiny Saturday Night Live Band.
Run!
Here we go. Angry Sheep.
Violent Sheep.
They're playing the Shire.
I'll stand up to it.
I'm Willow of Good, damn it. I'm going to do something, right?
Oh, time to baby.
Aha! Yeah, just stand there. Don't run. Just cry. Nothing tastes quite as good as peck.
It's better when they're scared.
It makes them juicier.
I like their fear.
Taste the fear. Chicken.
I will say this. Those little people like to fuck because there's kids all over the place.
Ah!
I hate that pig trick. God damn it.
It's Little the Rock.
He's Pebble. The Pebble.
Doesn't he look like a little rock?
If you smell
what the Pebble is cooking.
Tiny Matador. Dude, hell yeah.
Keep stabbing it.
And then it turns into the Lord of the Lord of the Flies, like
Lord of
the Gnats, I think. These size jokes are not going to stop, folks. So if you're listening now and you're bored, trust me.
It's just going to get worse from here.
Sincerely. Based on what, their detective? Tiny Batman?
Natman.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The fuck you want?
Why'd you break the fucking door again?
God damn. It's the third door this week,
well,
Willow.
To be fair, their door's made of like a Triscuit. Like, they're like the Littles. We are the Littles. Yeah, because the village council's going to look kindly on...
She just agrees, like...
Okay.
Like, why this sudden change? What's going on? He didn't even mention the fucking Hounds of Hell.
The Violent Sheep?
Violent Sheep.
Why is she wearing her flying nun habit?
So she's the runner of a ship. Or dinghy.
Maybe this
is
a bad
pit.
Idea.
In the pit. The pit's
enter.
Just a ditch.
What's with the fucked up chicken in the background? Behind Yandolf.
Yodolf.
Yodolf. Some homely-ass looking shooting livestock.
They worship chicken.
Let's just lay it on the dirty floor.
Yeah, just... No!
Don't make me bitch slap you with my regular size fingers, Purple Cut. Oh, so it's retarded? You know you were all thinking it. You know you're all thinking it.
Get the helmet.
The crossroads. Isn't that where everyone makes a deal with the devil?
And the Karate Kid's there?
But it wasn't a man.
Yeah!
Yahtzee!
Jenga. Wait, wrong game.
Are those,
chicken bones.
because they're bones. Yeah,
because
yeah,
this is all bullshit.
It's an indictment of organized religions, what this is.
Do you have any love for this child? Well, she's not a pig.
God damn it! You know, this is going to be a really boring commentary for me if you guys keep stealing all my goddamn punchlines.
Wait a minute. You just said the bones didn't tell you anything,
yeah,
and now you're...
to him.
You fucking liar, Yodolph.
Yeah, because that's how it goes.
I feel like they're all in a birdhouse right now. Oh, me gosh.
Looks like Little Poe.
Hey, every fucking... There needs to be a Samwise in every group.
First of all, why the fuck are you sweaty when all you're doing is standing still? You
you're
fat
a sweaty,
piece of
sweaty
shit.
Pig.
Tiny diabetes. Oh.
Now you can come with us.
Remember that short-lived comedy series, Burgle Cut and Friends?
It was actually, that was a great show.
Yeah. Well, it was more like a 15-minute, like, you know.
Hey, look. Ted the Waver. All he does is wave.
Hey, he's been in some fine films, okay? He was in Ghostbusters when the Ghostbusters showed up. And the
He was front and center waving away.
He's got some caterpillars that died on his eyebrows. I don't know if anybody told him.
Old chrysalis face.
Here. Take my balls. I mean my nuts.
I just got them back from July.
Put them in your sack.
Put them in your hand. Let me just set them right here.
Yeah. You suck on these nuts and you'll turn to stone.
They're a little salty. Shredded balls. So he's a gang member?
Later, bro.
You could have just, you know, handshake or something.
There's.
I'm not touching your freaky daikini-sized hands.
That's why people hate Willow so much, is because he's a peck, but with, you know, daikini-sized hands.
Dude, everyone is jealous of his wife because, you know, hand size.
Oh, yeah. Reavers? Wait,
Jesus,
Reavers?
What have you been watching?
They have adorable little Netflix.
I don't think she spoke English there.
They're kids. Wait, bobbins are things.
How many of them died to bring us this information? That's what I want to know.
Many bobbins died.
Well, we saw at the very beginning all the dead babies, so. Much
she
like
must be
teeth.
British.
Look, no, her teeth have always been apart. They've never been together.
They opened a fucking Coca-Cola from the 70s with those teeth. I love her in Tiny Roxette.
Remember, it's a human.
It's a merkin.
I shaved my vagina.
Tiny hands, big bush.
Big!
Which was like a short TV show on TLC, by the way.
That's the first album from Violent Sheep.
Tiny hands! Big bush!
Little known fact, that hair did not come from her head.
Yeah. She has a prehensile tail.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well. She's part daikini and, I'm sorry, she's part peck, part lemur. I think someone's been smoking rock.
Shit.
Before there was
He's
Google
not
Maps.
A very good wizard.
No.
Ah, the wouldn't Shire.
That, wouldn't that bring your bones into question at that point? Don't listen to what I tell you to do. Obviously, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's a pretty well-known fact that pecs are not known for their brain power.
Well, they based the hierarchy on how big your eyebrows grew, so...
Ah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was hand size. He's got almost normal length arms, too.
He's got sloth arms and R2-D2 legs.
So he's the love child of R2 and 3PO?
Jesus. Is that kid eating Bisquick? Like, what the fuck?
She's done nothing except sit there.
That's the way it could. I can't watch an entire hour and a half to turn a towel off his goddamn face.
You should ask Willow to do it. He's got Taikini arms. He can reach you.
Take the face off your head. Ladies and gentlemen, Dollar Tree Skeletor.
My queen.
Yes, Darth Vader. I mean,
Darth Skeletor.
I find your lack of gingers disturbing.
Wait, he's got an actual face? It wasn't just... Dude, this movie sucks! Seriously,
really? Just...
I was expecting He-Man to come running in.
Well, she's Evil Lynn. Not her, but her. She's Evil Lynn, obviously.
Evil Bath Morda?
Yeah.
Duh! Put this cooking pot on my head.
Speaking pasta later, so
she's going out with only four arrows. That seems underprepared
or overconfident.
I can win this war for you with only four arrows.
Just four.
Three of which will go into you.
Who likes tree?
Hey,
food's here.
Her name is Bree. All right,
and she's your sister.
Yeah.
As Jim just recently discovered.
I still don't believe it. Like, I gotta have to see, like, some ancestry.
A DNA test.
Exactly. I want a full DNA back markup.
Violent sheep coming to eat your ginger.
That's actually, I want to hear a Volvo Dump Truck song where that's the chorus. I know that you don't have a singer. Hell yeah. Jimmy now.
We're adults. We can eat dessert before.
Actually, we're not really adults. Did you hear the jokes we were making at the expense of these poor little people? We're clearly not adults. Oh, no, it's bad. Like, if you have any little people friends, this is...
And it's just going to get worse.
This is a bad movie.
That's a Daikini-sized rabbit they're eating.
They cut a mouse. Are you kidding me? That's what the fuck that was.
That was a feast.
The tiny fellowship of the pinky ring. You know, this movie just smacks of fucking...
this
Lord
is fucking
of
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Without being Lord of the Rings.
I wonder if, like, Ron Howard wanted rights to the Lord of the Rings and couldn't get
He's
it.
Like, if I make a Lord of the Rings, maybe they'll let me make Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Fatty's gotta eat.
We don't keep our immense girth without eating.
Damn it, I thought you said there was a Hampton around here. What the fuck?
You know, that cage...
I'd even go with the Motel 6. Give us something.
I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave a cage out for you.
The spears which we left over by the cage.
Get the toothpicks.
You know, President Obama vowed to take
they
away
They use those
spears.
Cocktail swords.
You can't. Jesus Christ.
The little table that comes with the pizza.
There's one that's got a sword with a cherry on it. How about some mouthwash first?
Everyone
there?
Runs away. Just, not fuck him. It's Willow up good.
Yeah. His giant hands will protect him.
He's in the cage. What does it matter?
Exactly.
That's offensive. Yeah. Only you can't use that word. Only we can use.
That's our tiny word.
Shut up, my peck.
Even the term is short and small. Really? Daikini. Three
it's
syllables.
It's a term for a man boob.
What's that?
It's a term for a man boob. My peck?
My peck. Yeah. My peck. Mostly my peck, my peck, my peck.
My peck brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn right. It's better than yours.
I'll eat the baby.
Ha
I tried to strangle you with my stubby little sausage fingers.
Is it like your fucking pancake maker, baby, just spat up my face?
Bitch.
No, as tiny Ben
Take
Franklin.
Him out. Welcome to Peck Fight.
In this tiny little corner, weighing in at 14 pounds. Willow, giant hands, off good.
Runt.
Pot, kettle, the color black. These terms mean anything to you?
Give you a nut.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Say goodbye.
No.
I'll go anywhere with you, Little Rock.
Pebble. His name is the Pebble.
I'm going to keep calling him Little Rock.
I like Little Rock. L-I-L apostrophe rock.
If you sniff what the Little Rock is cooking.
Well, it's more of a snack, really. It's not like a full meal. God damn it. I'm starting to feel bad. Not by much, but I mean...
you have a little
If you're
guilt.
Feeling bad now, wait till the end of the movie.
A tiny-sized amount of guilt.
A peck size? If you
Yeah. It's a snack peck.
Peck?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love this. Oh, no.
Ooh. Well, it's because he can't hold a walnut. It's too big.
If he actually, if the camera could pan back where he's in that cage, and there's the cage above him, there's actually the Metallica Injustice for All scale, like the Lady of Justice sitting up. It was funnier in my head. So much funnier in my head. Like, you guys were laughing, and we were having good times. And
your fail was pretty funny, though.
My fail was pretty funny.
Jim!
The Redcoats are coming.
The Redcoats are coming.
You know what make this movie a lot better? Liquor.
Well, shit. Let's fucking... crack it open. You just said liquor. There's...
I don't...
So you just...
I'm not a straight
drinker. Bring the vodka!
You do know that she can kill you, right? You don't just, like, bark orders at her like she's a, you know...
Please bring the vodka?
She petted you on the head like
please?
A peck.
Please bring vodka? Please? Please bring vodka?
Wait, did the Matrix just change something?
Yeah.
Because that dude just, I swear to God...
He just runs back and forth.
He's just all bleh. Peck nearly got run over.
I need the rest. Could you grab one of these?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you say you need the rest?
I thought I was a diva. I need the rest. Bring me all the vodka.
Green or red?
Red.
Sure.
No.
It's actually tasty water.
It's actually goose sweat, but okay. And the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor goes to...
Kevin Pollak, who hasn't even been in the movie yet. This is so great. Here you go. Here's some water.
Fuck.
What?
Oh, gross, gross.
Dirty water.
Because you know those fingers just smell like nothing but balls.
Burgle cuts balls.
Oh, the worst kind of balls. They're balled on top of like long pubes and sides. Like an avalanche of pubic hair.
And a mole on the left side. You bastard!
I believe that guy was Strom Thurmond. Go for it.
It was actually Dick Cheney.
What do you mean, your babies? Again, another goddamn ginger? Did Ron Howard hire every fucking person he knows that's got red goddamn hair?
Yes.
Well.
I fucked a pig.
It was a long story.
Yeah, dude. So I started off at like this bachelor party, right?
It started in this pub. I was drinking.
And then like.
One thing led to another.
Eight midgets roll in there, right?
And pecs.
All of a sudden, I gotta take a ring to Mordor. It's a huge deal.
That's not true. I served a wench last night. How do you think I got in this cage?
Hey, look at these teeth, obviously. You know, the sad truth is that's true.
Pig pole.
It's
that's what Willow calls his cock. It's for pig poking.
Because it's daikini size.
Yes. Muzzle tough.
Well, now things are awkward.
Wow.
I told
Holy shit.
His Holy eyes are watering.
Put some hair on your
good
chest.
Good God. Oh, good. Look, bull run.
I did tell you.
You did, because the words that you said that went into my ears and I heard them?
All I heard was rum.
Oh, that's rum? Whiskey. I thought it was whiskey. It is whiskey, yeah.
Yeah, bourbon whiskey.
Bourbon whiskey. Ah, that's where that...
But it's also straight bourbon whiskey. Yeah. It's
burning whiskey.
Bourbon whiskey.
I would try some bi-curious whiskey. It's a little less... It's
a little fruity. You
know, that's really good.
Do you need a glass,
Jim? I don't. I just peed in my pants. A little bit, just...
Oh, dude, on our couch.
On our couch, man.
My pants are absorbent, okay?
And he wears Depends, all right?
That's it. The worst part about being a little person is little person acne, which is adorable and smaller than regular size acne, but still a problem. Proactive solution.
I don't know.
The trial size.
Me gosh, you bastard!
Really, that's all it took to get the fuck out of there? Just tap
he,
it?
He couldn't do it himself?
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable.
So.
I think he's crazy.
You think?
Let's just.
The name Mad Mardigan didn't give it away?
Let's just leave this baby with a bipolar man. That's
mentally
a great idea.
Sound Mardigan did not really kind of.
The look says it all.
What the fuck?
That's the look a child has before it gets in a van with someone who's got chocolate.
I'd steal from a midget, but I'd never steal from a baby.
Peck.
Yeah,
peck. Use the politically correct term.
That's not our term, it's their term. You can't use that word.
That's our word.
He called me the P word.
Come home from the school, like, yeah, did you hear about Billy? Yeah, he was using some very inoffensive phrasing.
Filing his police report.
Yeah.
That baby had the look, don't leave me with this bastard.
Look at his teeth if you don't trust anything else about him.
He's totally on the meth, all right?
He's going to trade the baby for some copper to trade for meth.
Actually, back then it was called root leaf. I will say this though, as much as we're just shitting all over this really good movie from my childhood,
I'd beg to differ on the good part.
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, name one other movie.
It is a movie.
This hour and a half that we're killing of our lives. But no, Ron Howard did a great job with the cinematography. They basically the setting, the establishing shots.
It's a very pretty.
It's
film.
Very very Lord of the Rings ish.
Yeah,
like it has that feel, and I think that's where when they filmed Lord of the Rings, they went off of this as kind of their beginning point.
Well, and at least here we go. If I had a nickel for every time I screamed that while riding an eagle, just
still wouldn't have a nickel.
Well,
that hawk. I just want to
say
that
have an
hawk
eagle
would not that. Be able to carry that baby. Just saying.
Finally, something smaller and more annoying than us.
See, their arrows would be more effective if they were laced with poison versus being a splinter.
Like, so what are you running for? An adorable little
tiger
trap.
You know how long that would have taken him to dig that fucking hole without a backhoe?
You don't know the brownies. They could have a backhoe.
Just imagine, like, a bunch of, like, enslaved, like, Egyptian-style brownies, like, slowly digging this hole over centuries. Are you a good witch or
we
a bad
dig
witch?
For the king. We dig for the king.
I'll break your nose.
His boob's hanging out. That's...
His peck? His peck's hanging out?
So
no, he's standing on his peck.
Was this the short prequel to Gulliver's Travels?
Gully's Travels.
Gully's Travels. Bunch of ghetto fucking brownies.
Gully's Trip.
Gully's the errand. It's not even a trip. It's Glenda, the Good Witch of the North.
God damn it! Scatter!
Listen to the star. Let's cut him with this CG knife.
Seriously, like you're tied up with yarn. There you go. Keep big and intimidating.
All right, Godzilla.
It's the first and only time in his life he ever got to be big and intimidating.
He still has acne.
Tinkerbell just made out with him.
Do you have any pig sisters or?
Oh my God! It is Galadriel.
Let's see. They're in the forest. She's elven, I'm assuming.
No, she's not.
Well, then what is... she chaotic neutral? Like... What species of...
She's a werewitch.
Werewitch.
If she bites you then once a night. Month when the moon is full, you shrink
she becomes
down
ethereal.
About 4 feet, you know, and get picked on by Val Kilmer. You know, I used to have a pair of Allure denim jeans back in the day. Oh, my God. They
were better than Jordache.
Super tight, but I look good. They're more shorts than they were actual pants. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing all that we can to just sort of tap dance on the little people
in America. We just want to ruin. We just want this to be the most memorable and hated episode ever.
I love this movie, too. I saw this in the goddamn theaters when I was a kid.
So you wasted your money?
Out?
Well, it was a matinee, so I didn't pay full price. The funny thing is, that's actually true.
You got small popcorn?
Small type. Child size, if you will. I'm fairly certain this movie commentary will get us sued by someone.
I will destroy you.
Dude.
Before you go, just want to let you know, you got a booger in your left nostril.
And it is huge.
It's
I don't
huge.
Know if it's just because I'm little, but...
I can crawl inside your nose and get that for you.
Forrest Stevie Nicks is really creepy. I'm just going to go ahead and say it out loud.
But she is on the edge of 17, so... Yeah.
Kip Winger said so. She's on the edge of 17.
Oh, just like Willow, fucks him and then leaves him.
And much like Willow's cock, it's long, but it's crooked.
It's also bent.
It's bent, you know. I wish I knew how to quit you. Tiny Brokeback Mountain.
It's time to go home. Here's your bus fare.
Your money's on the dresser, sweetheart.
Your short bus fare.
More of a transfer, really.
Or he thinks of her every day.
Every day.
He thought of her last night when he was in him.
Yeah,
not a clue.
I'm fairly certain Migosh is obviously the bottom. Willow's the top. Obviously, it's got
you know, Warwick was only
top,
like...
Right?
He's a power top.
Warwick,
he's a magical top.
I don't think he was even, like, 18 yet. Because he was...
Willow?
Warwick was, like... He was, like, 11 or 12 when he played Wicket.
Yeah.
And this was... That was 83. This was, like, 86, 87.
Is he really that young?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what was the 80s fascination with little people?
They worked cheap.
Well, you don't have to pay them full price, exactly. Pay about half as much as you would pay a regular actor. I'm sorry, an average-sized actor.
You only had to cater half of what you would for a normal movie.
I'm seriously starting to hate myself at this point. Like, it's funny.
Oh, just now?
It only took how many episodes, Jim? Really?
None of this is actually true. We're just making stereotypical
Who are you
jokes.
Calling Peck?
None of this is actually our beliefs.
But it's so fucking funny. God damn it.
I know. You can stack them like cordwood.
Not a clue.
No.
Well, Tiny Goku was right. He's a tiny Super Saiyan. Yeah, babies love rain, by the way. Little known fact. They love it like when they're just like
wrapped
in rags.
Well, isn't like if he's got a rag over her, isn't he essentially drowning her?
He's waterboarding her.
He's waterboarding.
Baby waterboard.
It's a drip board.
Tiny
drip planking.
Which is a horrible band name, by the way. Drip planking? Nope, sorry.
Yeah, they opened for Violent Sheep and it just was not good. The inn is inside a cave?
I was just thinking that.
Well, what was the...
is the underground.
You guys read Daikini The Hobbit, underground. Right?
Read or wrote?
Seriously?
Clown shoes.
Wait.
Was that you? I don't think that was you.
No, it was me.
Did you butt dial yourself?
I think I butt dialed Don accidentally. Don, I'm making fun of all these midgets. You gotta get over here.
Get over here, quick.
Stone Cold Steve Austin!
Those tattoos were the shittiest tattoos ever. They were obviously painted on.
Well, they...
Have some salad!
They're just throwing food
at you.
Why don't you just
kind.
Catch it and take it?
Your pecs, they'll have to wait outside.
No blasters, no blasters!
No Daikini, no Daikini!
Greedo shot first.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that, too.
They gotta fall in love now.
Yep. With each other.
Brown chicken, bow wow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
They gotta fall in love with a cat. God.
You know, I don't know how old you were when you got the story about, not the birds and the bees, but the brownies and the cats.
And here comes Jim's fantasy right here.
Oh, God, yes.
Swimming in a bucket of mead.
Beer!
He sounds like R2.
If I could just fill a kiddie pool with like a margarita, I would just, I'd be just as much as in heaven.
A Daikini sized beer barrel.
You know.
Another ginger.
So Mad Mardigan is out of like his little prison cage for maybe 24 hours.
Starts cross dressing right away.
Finds the first village and just gets balls deep in some random skank.
They hate you, too.
Brownies are delicious.
Mmm, exactly. Who? Andre the Giant!
I loved him in Sons of Anarchy.
Looks like the guy from Harry Potter.
Hagrid? Or Hagrid?
Hilda!
My favorite line's coming up. Hold on. Wait for it.
Very
Her husband's name is Lug.
No, that's not it.
What are we waiting for?
Wait for it. The question that he asks. Come on.
The silence brought to you by Jim's waiting.
There it is. Wanna breed.
Wanna breed.
If you've ever been like that drunk
like
at the bar where you just walk up to a chick like,
hey,
breed.
Hey, hey, wanna breed.
Wanna Breed is the second album that Angry Sheep put out.
Violent Sheep.
I'm sorry, Violent Sheep. Angry Sheep? No, fuck that.
Violent sheep.
Violent sheep. Goddamn right.
That is the one.
They call her Jenny Four Arrows because that's all she carries. She's more like a peacock at that point. She's not even really an archer.
Ah, god damn it.
So, it's okay to kick a
sweep
bitch.
The leg.
That's totally fine. We're just making fun of them, like, with our words. She actually knocked him to the ground.
Let me take my helmet off so I'm more intimidating. I'm going to guess that they were lovers.
Smelling, that is.
Wait, this is my favorite line. Not a woman! I felt her up! I just thought she had a really big clit!
Jesus Christ. Finally, homophobia.
I thought it was
place.
Weird she had an Adam's apple.
She said to the whores?
Yes.
To the whores!
Hey, it's pre-Johnny Depp.
Fuck real. Before there was Jack Sparrow, there was fucking Mad Mardigan. I gotta say, this is like in Val Kilmer's Hate. Like,
that would have been great if he missed.
It'd be great if he landed on the baby. Squish. End of movie.
Oh, damn!
Roll credits slowly.
Crazy billionaire money. Crazy billionaire money. I would remake this movie and have him land on the baby. And it would be like, just fuck!
See the everything that goes man. Up and then...
Did you see the Willow remake? Yeah, it's a lot shorter than the original. Uh-huh. And it ends really fucking sad.
I would reverse all the roles, and all the midgets would be normal size, and all the normal size would be midgets.
We do like Lord of the Rings, where all the average size people are shrunk down.
Yeah,
that's fucking brilliant.
This is way more enjoyable with alcohol.
That apple is like worse than the acorn that turns you to stone.
Yeah, it's an apple that makes you impotent.
Impotent?
Impotent?
It makes you what? Very impotent.
So you can't have sex?
Impotent.
Impotent. Yeah. What did I say?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think it was impotent, though.
I think you said peck.
It makes your dick turn into a willow, basically.
A bent stick.
That's what I call my dick when it's just, bam, sorry, it's willow. It doesn't want to come out.
I took a Viagra, but it didn't work. Just turn the other way.
Really? Because I call mine Mad Mardigan. Your does whatever the hell it wants.
Your dick's crazy and like swings swords. Oh, that. Well,
oh, you're
go.
Fucked. You're fucked.
Oh, you're so
this
fucked.
Is, yeah. Yeehaw!
And hence the first monster truck rally was born.
That was the first Dukes of Hazzard General Lee jump.
Right about that time, then Peck was in a heap of
and
trouble.
And then the wheel blew up. Then Peck boys.
Oh, them Peck boys.
Just a good old Pecks. Never meaning no harm.
And me.
With all their human-sized arms. They,
I like the modern trouble. Chain link.
The tiny mithril?
I can't tell. Those look welded. I was going to say, at least they went authentic, but no, they didn't. They were welded. They went to the hardware store.
Ron Howard, I know you're listening.
Look, they had to cut corners somewhere. Pecs are expensive.
That's why they got a budget cast.
Tiny Thor!
Whack-a-mole!
Ooh, right in the nuts.
Oh, damn it, we lost two tires.
The
are they humping?
And he's just sleeping?
He's just going to take a nap.
Really?
He's really tired from walking in the rain.
Well, to be fair, when he goes to sleep, it's just a nap. He only sleeps for like maybe...
half
it's a cat nap.
45 minutes a night.
They're the worst at cutting rope.
Hey, brownies aren't known for their rope cutting skills.
Oh, no.
He just
says,
oh, damn, this is going to hurt.
So somewhere there's a giant Donkey Kong just throwing barrels?
Yeah. Ninja!
Shuriken!
Okay, Morningstar always beats Stick. Every time. Never beat a Stick to a Morningstar fight. Stay down. He's 4 feet fucking tall, bro.
Don't look up.
He's on his tiptoes. Is he four feet 10 inches?
You got to fight.
Is that some kind of Daikini like sex speak?
Yeah.
We're getting off.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting off.
Wait, when did he get the mace? That,
the Morningstar? The flail?
When he respawned.
Oh,
that's not how
gotcha.
You fucking use that weapon.
Wilhelm!
Ron Howard apparently never played D&D. He knows nothing about melee.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But he loves Lord of the Rings, apparently.
Blech. That'd be really funny if it rolled back and ran him over.
Spears and boils.
Well, in your remake.
Crazy billionaire money.
After the baby gets crushed.
If anybody wants to donate to my GoFundMe account for this.
Yeah, BryceRuinsYourChildhood.com yeah. is a great GoFundMe.
He's going to remake every bad 80s movie.
And it always involves crushing a baby for some reason. By a little person.
Wait, how did all that shit get there?
Oh, tiny Mike Tyson, apparently.
Bite off his ear.
Yeah, yeah! Yeah, I you hear, better run.
I hear dogs barking, but there's no dogs around.
Listen, the horses make that noise.
Oh, I didn't know they were riding giant
dog
horse
dogs.
Middle Earth horses bark.
Dorses.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a special breed of furs. They're giant Great Danes, basically.
Ah.
They call them Dorgas.
Dorkinis, if you will.
Dorkinis. Stop taking off your clothes.
Crazy billionaire money. I would gender swap everybody.
Just so Mad Mardigan's walking around
yep.
naked.
Yep.
See, the more you keep talking, the more I want to see this goddamn remake. Oh, the horses are coming.
The horses are coming. The horses are coming. I like his arrow tattoo. What the fuck is that?
Well, it's going either way.
When he was in college, he pledged a fraternity.
Well, no, the arrows are going both ways because he goes both ways.
Ah.
It looks like a fucking like a chart that you do in math. Like when you plot points and you do the arrow thing. He took his math degree very seriously.
I was in
he's crazy.
I was in a graphic calculator gang back in the day.
He's like beautiful mind fantasy version.
This remake just keeps getting better
and
better. I swear to God. Ron Howard ain't got shit on us.
That way! He had a great heavy metal look.
I was going to say, I was trying to work in a headbanging reference there. I couldn't quite make it happen.
The right. light?
We're not afraid of you. We're just really excited to go get eggs.
Tiny Goku.
They must have had some uses of the Ewok.
His name is Kale.
From Star Wars.
The general's name is Kale.
Well, it's more of a garnish than an actual name.
That throne kind of looks like Pyramid Head.
She sits on Pyramid Head's face.
I'm sure she likes it.
No wonder she's so evil.
That's why he hides his face all the time. Like, I don't want to know.
See, that's the only way you can.
That guy has a
you gotta
fucking
beat
brow.
Kale.
Did you see that shit?
Seriously,
fucking caveman.
Shut up. You and your pink pants.
They're salmon.
Sorry.
Dang it, Dent.
Your Highness.
Don't put your
stop calling me Mad Mardigan.
Shouldn't they be doing watch? I mean,
yeah, really?
isn't that running from somebody 101? You
we're
always have somebody on watch.
Yeah, we're just both gonna go to sleep at the same fucking time.
Everybody sleeps.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna wave my bent stick around.
Tiny Harry Potter,
dude.
Is gonna work
you go in the forest and you wave your bent stick around all you want. I don't need that near me. All I need is peck jizz on me.
Peck jizz.
That's peck droplets.
Third album from Violent Sheep.
Peck Jizz.
Peck Jizz.
That's actually the second single from their first album.
Jesus Christ.
His magic stick.
It's just like when every other teenage boy discovers their bent stick.
I know.
Everybody this thing's powerful.
Everybody has a summer of 1983. That's all I'm
going to say. Not everybody has a summer of 1983.
Oh, no, they do. They do. You might call it something different, but I call it summer 83. Getting her high. Oh, black root.
How are you the you're 16.
And your fucking cum is microscopic.
Stop waving your weird fingers at me.
I swear to God. It's like he's got a foam hand.
So creepy. He sounds like that mom who
meanwhile at Crater
OD
Lake
on heroin.
Wait, what?
There's this mom who didn't have custody of her kid.
Yeah.
And she took him for the weekend to a hotel, and her friend let him do heroin. He fucking OD'd in the bathroom.
Holy shit. Yeah. So is that going to be in the rewrite as well?
Yeah.
It's going to be an even shorter.
Willow and Migosh go into...
Migosh had a really bad heroin addiction. People don't know this.
Well, he's going to call it Blackroot in this.
Yeah.
Tar Blackroot, if you will.
Machete.
I think Reavers hit that village.
Our egg.
Why is he limping?
His bent stick is giving him trouble.
You know, you eat enough Blackroot, makes your dick all like rashy and stuff.
Stop touching
your
me.
Hands. Jesus, I keep thinking there's a Native American that's also in this movie.
Later on, he's going to stand by the side of the road with a single tear.
Captain Jim Sparrow right here. In his pink pants.
What?
For
fuck
nothing.
Off.
Fag.
You know what would be funny? Is if he said, I love you, and he turned and said, I know. Walked off.
And then he's slowly lowered into a pit. You know, if you did that to an actual brownie, that'd be like shooting like a buckshot. Like they would be like a riddled with holes.
Dead.
Yeah. Did you really have to kill the brownies?
Killed by really? Sand.
And your lives are pretty meager.
He couldn't.
Okay, that would take three goddamn weeks for him to fucking paddle out that way.
Well, he's only got one oar going, so he's going in circles.
Well, they're concentric circles, so they're getting larger.
So why is he going to this island? I haven't been paying attention.
Okay, so he needs to find a sorceress, and
he's there for the ribs.
Well, sorry for your luck, Willow. You got here late. But no, Finn Rizzell is a magical sorceress that can...
A magical sorceress?
Yeah. As opposed to just regular, just dye-in-the-wool, boring-ass, like tip-and-tap water kind of fucking sorcery or sorcery.
Or is she?
Dun-dun-dun.
She's been waiting for a peck to come with abnormally large hands.
The prophecy is complete, you giant-hand midget.
Let me poop in your mouth.
This remake, I'm saying, like, Academy.
This is going to be epic.
We're going to win all the
The
Oscars,
first X-rated. It's beyond R.
So after the baby gets crushed and the little people get killed, a rat
Willow goes to an island.
The little person's mouth for like 45 minutes, and that's the end of the movie. We don't know why.
The movie's going to keep having Finn just pop up randomly and be like, Finn.
Finn,
and then
it's over
keep
with.
Going.
Oh, no, it's not over.
No,
oh,
no.
God.
You paid for 16 hours of this
stinger
shit.
Stinger after stinger after yep. stinger. Just.
That was
She's
so
very weird. Titillated. Like you.
Uh, I'm really good at the disappearing pig trick.
Yeah.
I'm kind of good at it.
If you need me to fuck livestock, I'm like solid on that. I am fucking top.
I'm fucking Ron Jeremy at that shit.
My dick is actually literally the hedgehog. Like, my dick is a hedgehog.
Did you just say fuzzies?
I don't hear any dogs.
I heard fuzzies.
Oh, shit.
Horses.
He is terrible.
He's naked a lot, too.
He's tied up, dumbass.
Hey, Brownies.
You look at his back, he was clearly whipped.
Well, actually, it looks like they just wrote on his back with lipstick. Like, he fell asleep at the party with his shoes on. The fuck are you
gonna
do? Why
don't you do something about it?
Quick, grab the rat!
Why are they grabbing the rodent?
Bring me the midget. And that rat, rodent. For some mysterious reason.
Locknar?
It was making R2-D2 noises. They're just gonna leave him.
Yeah, you're wearing it.
Jealous.
Weren't they pants before? So they tore them to make it into a skirt.
A diaper, if you will.
He was running really fast.
Really fast.
Really fast.
Dude, I just noticed her dagger, the handle of her dagger's like a bone.
Is it like a penis bone?
It could be.
It's a multi-use weapon. It's melee and internal.
She's got a hilt for her vibrator.
Vibrating Dagger, fourth album from the Violent Sheep.
Or is that just the fourth single?
Well, maybe. We don't know.
Tonight I'm going to get you with my Vibrating Dagger.
Going to make you stagger.
Going to make you limp.
You're hired.
Wait, so did they take the little person, or did they not take the little person?
They took the little person.
Okay.
They took the peck, but they left the little people.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know.
I stopped paying attention as soon as this started, so.
Really, this movie doesn't captivate you at all?
No.
Really?
No.
All right, well.
There's no explosion, so he's done.
I zoned out.
I remember when I first saw previews for this, I was
she's giving him the words that Ash spoke, and he can't remember Nikto. Klaatu, Barada, necktie, nectary.
I'm sorry, Matt Mardigan, you ain't running but two things, Jack and shit, and Jack left town. Okay, in remake, Bruce Campbell.
Oh, they gave him a coat.
Matt Mardigan, but he's had to do it in drag the whole movie. Except for the parts where he's actually in drag, they just play a man. Playing a woman.
She looks like someone else. I'm trying to figure out who she looks like.
Hot. I hate that woman. That's why I'm gonna do her later.
It's like a wooden AT-AT right there.
A wah-wah?
A wicker. A wick-wick?
A wick-wick.
It's a wick-wick. It's made out of wicker. Meanwhile,
why do they go to the mountains to form their camp?
It's the first annual Aspen Comedy Festival. Who runs Bata Town? I run Bata Town.
Skeletor.
What's the name of this movie? Wink.
Wink.
Willow.
Yes.
Willow.
No, the name of your remix.
How much have you been drinking?
Not enough.
Did you sniff Jim's bourbon?
Dude, that shit is lethal. I swear
I'm
to God
probably
damn.
Gonna need more.
That'll clean the grease off an engine.
If I gotta sit through this train wreck of a goddamn movie that you're force feeding me right now with angry
violent sheep.
Violent sheep. I keep saying angry for some reason. Well, they could be angry and violent, but
where did he get half the coconut shell?
Gilligan's Island. No, actually, a Monty Python cover troupe was coming through the village.
Just ignore him.
She was in Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Was she really?
Yeah. The daughter?
Yeah.
Sorsha is her name.
Yeah. Oh, Joanne Whaley.
Wait, put your dork down for a hot second there.
My bent stick.
Put your crooked peck dick back in the pants.
She's in some weird movies.
Well, you got Willow. The rat part, right?
Willow's gonna be like, yeah.
Is it taking a shit?
I'm sorry, I'm incontinent.
I've always wanted to taste peck.
I have the rabies.
She likes the surprise.
He keeps stroking the bits.
Lube it up. All right. Now put it in Mad Mardigan's.
You know where to put
bargain
it.
Bargain bin.
Put it in his Mardigan.
Why do you think he's so mad all the
Shut
time?
Shut up. It took him 2 weeks to get
mange,
there.
Or he's a leper.
Which one? Oh, the guy with the tattoos and the Super Saiyan hair?
She's gonna be an old hag.
Really?
Well, she doesn't.
She
know.
Sounds desperate.
As soon as I'm human, you and
also,
me, Mad
she
Mardigan.
Turns into the thing. It's becoming.
She turns into Gollum.
Precious.
Oh shit.
Fuck you.
Farmers?
I suck.
Can you? Why is the lockdown at the bottom?
Now, is he going to fuck a cat, too, now?
Yeah,
He just got hit with the magic powder.
This is when he changes his name from Mardigan to Catfucker.
It's crystal meth, is basically.
Mad Catfucker. How'd you get in another jail cell?
You're supposed to follow the first person you see, which means he should be fucking Willow right now.
Poor Willow's like, Will, you, stop.
It doesn't work that way.
Stop wearing me like a helm. Which mine, please? Thank you very much.
We gotta get out of here.
My giant hands are very, very cold on this mountain.
His teeth
he looks
are all
more
clean
like
now.
A woman
Look
there
at his
than
teeth.
He.
They're all clean now.
Yeah. Well, there's like.
Blackroot. It cleans your teeth.
It's a whitening agent.
You know, before.
You Colgate, wouldn't think so with the name Blackroot, but yeah.
Well, it's an ironic. It's like when they call a bald guy curly. You have Blackroots to help your teeth. No, I thought
oh, God, he's going to fall in love with the baby, isn't he?
No, he's going to fall in love with the brownies and fuck
you know,
them.
Pedo.
Split them in half.
Fucked a lot of sexy babies in my time, but you.
His name's going to be Pedo Bear.
Mad Pedo Bear.
Furious Pedo Bear.
Mad pedophile. He just grabbed her boob. He
totally.
Just grabbed her boob.
Totally.
What the fuck? Oh, now he falls in love.
Da-dum.
Maybe it's only average size people.
They have to be your size.
That would actually make sense because the cat was roughly
human size.
Like
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't
size.
But it wasn't a midget cat. It wasn't a kitten.
Is he gonna rape her?
He's gonna try.
That term. Wasn't,
they don't call it
surprised invasion. I'm scoring. Fuck
Stop
off.
Stop waving your fucking hands around. Jesus. Do you think those were stunt hands?
Yeah, they were little sticks.
Somewhere there's a guy in
Someone else. It's like a Sesame Street Muppet. Someone
cut. Bring the stunt hands. Yeah.
It's like the guy who does the Swedish Chef.
Works like, no, I can do this. No.
I got
No. Let's... Oh, put it in me, yeah.
Cutting off his penis doesn't make him a woman.
You're gonna be a.
She's got really bad bedhead.
It's called FFH or freshly fucked hair. Also,
you're creeping me out, dude.
Some really strong brownie shit right now. Like, I don't know.
He's kinky. He likes it rough.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. I'm hopped up on brownie shit. Do you want to fuck? Stop saying that.
He got roofied here.
He did. Dude, he totally did.
But she's totally turned on by it.
Well.
Dude, she's getting Ladywood right now.
Let's ask Bree. When you got a knife to a guy's throat and he's still coming at you, is that kind of hot? There we go.
That's our foreplay. It's...
Care for a duel?
No, Mardigan.
Wait. He kicks the dagger out of her hand. Someone turns it into a gigantic sword, and he chops down the tank.
I think there was a sword laying in the corner.
Well, in your remake.
There's Bryce with every explanation.
We've got a lot of fucking things to tighten up for this remake. There we go. Kick ass.
Except he didn't kill anybody.
You know, they do call him Iceman for a reason. You
tootin'. Well, except for when I'm standing on ice.
Still kind of fucked up from all that brownie shit. Just...
So the sword's bloody and he didn't hit anybody with it. He didn't actually physically connect.
He's actually hit a couple of people.
To be fair,
I'll write you!
Fuck you, Skeletor.
Kale. Skelekale.
Kalator?
They should have just called him California Diet.
General California Diet.
You know what? Let's just shorten it to Kale. That's going to be a lot easier for people to understand and people digest.
People will remember
if you will.
It.
Yeah.
One day, people will
I
use
like
me
Kalator.
As a diet.
I like Kalator. That's great.
Kalator.
Damn you, He-Man.
Or it could have been the roofie.
Or they're just trying to ditch you.
Dude, this should be a ride somewhere.
This movie actually invented
extreme sports.
See,
that would be fun.
Riding a midget down a mountain?
Haven't you ever ridden a peck down a mountain?
Dan, 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 dan. That was a toboggan? Like, what the fuck?
It's the biggest shield they had.
Clan Toboggan! We never say die.
We only say downhill.
we only fight downhill. At the bottom, there's a nice lunch waiting for us.
Where this is my favorite. Pirates? Like, this would be awesome, sledding through a glacier like
fuck
this.
Fuck yeah.
Like the Matterhorn?
Woohoo!
That's where they got the idea for the Matterhorn, isn't it?
I believe, yeah. Later, loser.
I feel a lot lighter.
I'm going faster, too, for some reason.
Wait, did they just come back to the same village
placement.
That they just left?
This would be
and
bad
here's
placement.
where he kills the baby again.
Oh, so many.
Stunt baby number two.
Well, you can't make a midget movie without killing some babies. I mean, if I've said it once, I've said it like every goddamn time.
She's like, this is
that's how they made The Wizard of Oz.
Dude, The Wizard of Oz was
built
on dead babies.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
that'll
no.
stop
oh,
it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's a sturdy built fucking shelter.
I just want to say you would be dizzy as fuck after that.
Oh, yeah. Brain freeze.
Yeah, kick the snow at him, Peck.
Kicked him in the foot. Kick him in the shins.
Headbutt his knees. She wants kale. Someone give me kale.
I didn't know Brandon Lee was in this movie.
More gingers.
Seriously, this movie.
Gingers live
goddamn...
in the mountains.
I never realized just that until this very
instead
moment.
Of Willow, it should have been called Gingivitis.
They were going to call it Ginger, but no one would have went to see it.
Jello. The story of one ginger and another ginger saving a third ginger while fighting several other gingers.
Let me kiss you.
Fuck you, Jake Busey.
Kiss.
Dude.
He really does look like Jake
Busey. They look
Busey.
Like they're going to fucking kiss.
Dollar Tree Jake Busey.
Jake Busey?
Yeah. Gary Busey's son? He was a... I could go on and on. I'm a member of a Jake Busey fan club.
The only member.
BC Wells.
Founder and creator.
I'm trying to get other people to be a part of this group that I started.
He's trying to stuff his fist down the baby's throat to shut her up. He's fisting the baby.
Can we isolate that? You just saying he's fisting the baby? Can we just isolate that?
Jim, stop fisting the baby.
Another podcast with James. He's fisting the baby. And Bryce, fuck these gingers. I'm just my remix.
I don't think I've actually ever said that.
Not yet. Movie's not over yet. I'm fairly certain at a certain point you're going to say fuck these gingers. I had to fart. I'm sorry.
We'll also isolate that.
I'm not going to be here, so I've got no shame to behold.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Now you finally helped me out, you bastard. Left me in the cage, but now you'll hand me a knife.
Yeah.
Well, he had some mail he had to open. Ripped for my pleasure. Hold on. You smell nice. Was that Axe body spray? No, Keck.
Or I'll stab you with my vibrating dagger.
This thing is hard to hold on to. Just trying to... Jesus Christ.
It's supposed to shake out of your hand.
It's like my hand's got Parkinson's disease or whatever.
Why is he holding his hand
back,
over her?
Back it up or I'm really stabbing you with this thing.
Stab me. Stab me again.
Oh, I'll stab you, all right.
The window's open.
God, you don't hold it in your mouth.
You chip your teeth.
Well,
it's a little overcompensating. They're all dead, but they're there.
Well, didn't you know you have to go through the mountain to get the ghost army?
Oh.
It's a larger in number, but they're all pint-sized.
So, quantity, not so much quality at that point, just from the hips down, they're done. They're dead. More of a tweaker.
He stole my heart.
A thief will steal your shit. A tweaker will be like, hey, can I help you look for
it? No. Not anymore. Now I'm a mercenary.
If you have a problem and no one else can help, maybe call me. Hire.
Call me Rambo.
The V team. Dan, 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 dan.
It's the P team for Peck.
Tiny soldiers of fortune.
Tiny. BA can't stand up because the gold is too heavy.
I pity the fool.
Or I would if I could get on my feet.
I empathize with the fool. I can't quite pity him. He got fat. Jesus, work.
There was a lot of donuts in that hut.
It was the first Dunkin' Donuts.
They just dropped.
That's right.
But pretty athletic for a fat guy. With stubs for legs.
That's a lesser known Offspring song. Pretty nimble for a fat guy. And all the girlies say I'm pretty nimble for a fat midget.
You didn't think that through, did you?
No. But again, funnier in my head. Just like, I'm killing. Here's a knife for you.
So he's going to kill his own people, but he's not going to go with them.
No, because fuck Mad Mardigan.
Okay.
Brandon Lee agrees.
He looks like the guy from Game of Thrones. I can't remember his
name. Game of Busey's.
The dead guy that, you know, fucks a lot. Because that's pretty much all that show is, like, people just getting killed and fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking and killing, fucking and killing, fucking and killing.
That was the original title.
Necrophilia. Necrophilia.
Sir, step out of the car, please. Just step
meanwhile,
out
the car. In the Grand Canyon.
No, you step out of the car.
No, you step into
you
the
step
car.
You step out of the car.
You step into the car.
Get in the car, we're going for a ride.
Get in the car. Yes, officer. It's kind of strange, but all right.
Wait, so am I getting in the car or out of the car? I'm confused. So confused.
Stop resisting. Don't say I'm your son, because it's going to get really weird when we have sex later.
Dude, she's totally into that.
Yeah, she is.
She likes
she's
that.
Totally
she
resistant.
Is so hot for him right now.
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, if you're riding a horse and Val Kilmer's right up on you, I'm saying, you change. You rethink some things about your lifestyle, I swear to God. Let
you,
us peck
you would
in your
know.
Brownie hole. Let us peck in your brownie hole. That's all I'm saying.
You're just hoping he gives you a good game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard her. I heard your wife laughing, justifiably so, at my sexual
assault.
She
really does like it rough, though. Did, she?
Did anybody just hear the Mario music that they did when she jumped off the horse? It was like she got a power up.
She rode over a mushroom.
Yeah. She likes being dominated.
Yeah, she does.
Today's safe word will be kale.
Oh, God. Scalator.
Oh, throat punch.
So hard to, did she just, what, she kicked him in the inner thigh?
She kicked him in the inner thigh after she throat punched him.
I mean, that's insult meeting injury is what that is.
You're not going to chase me?
This is a very definition of playing hard to get. Your Mithril Infinity scarf is really just dragging me down.
Kalator!
Is it a beast, man? What would it be? Pet boy?
Creature thing.
Quick to Disneyland! Oh, the drawbridge opened. That's weird.
It's empty.
Hmm.
There's a lot of moss. Someone's not doing their maintenance.
They fired the groundskeeper. They haven't found anyone to replace him yet.
Well, he was a brunette, and clearly they wanted a ginger.
They needed groundskeeper Willie.
Who's also a ginger.
Yeah.
Fucking real.
Where's the ghost army? What is with that horse's ears? Did you see that? It was donkey ears. They were like... that fucking long.
Well, it had like this weird like headdress thing. I don't know. Let's see, they show it again.
It's a mule horse hybrid. They call them Mjorses.
Aww.
You know that day that you're having where you think you couldn't get any worse and you step in troll shit?
Oh, that's the worst.
How many trolls have you met? I was going to say, maybe you haven't talked to enough trolls. Okay,
you're just a prejudiced little bastard, aren't you?
I'm going to vote for Trump, too, you piece of shit.
Trump.
Which is a tiny, tiny version.
It's burgle cut with a wig.
No wig.
I will build this wall, and I will make them pay for it.
Pay for it, goddammit.
And I will get all the trolls out.
Goddamn, your neighbors must be so goddamn confused right now. They're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Pretty dress.
It's got a skirt.
I hope there's a ye olde lint roller somewhere, because everything's covered in fuckers. Hey, Willow, cast the spell of, like, stains be gone on my brand new fucking armor, if you wouldn't mind.
Scourgeify.
Cast the whirlpool.
Lintoris be gone.
Bird's having a seizure. Dun, dun, dun.
That's a problem. No, not kale!
I thought it was an evolution. Oh, he's a blonde now.
Well, you know.
Paris Hilton.
even Ron Howard's like, you know what? I'm pretty sure at this point the audience is really sick of seeing these guys.
They've given up.
They've had enough gingers.
Can we just get one goddamn blonde legally bound?
So he gets the door closed. Does he get the...
Aha! That'll hold him.
Yeah, this fucking IKEA wicker door.
What do you think?
I'm a piece of livestock and I'm around a midget, so yeah, I got fucked a couple of times.
This one!
Trebuchet!
He needs to put the baby in there.
Babuchet!
They would never expect that. They're just like, did he just launch a baby on us? We should fucking go.
That's Bryce's remake.
It's like that Fallout mod where the atomic bombs turn into the baby. Have you seen that?
No.
It's fucking funny.
To you.
They're all Sean.
You sick, broken individual.
So it just shoots little babies out of it, out of the launcher.
It's like the old South Park PlayStation game where you get like the chicken gun.
Yeah.
This to me was the worst ever representation of a troll.
Looks like a hedgehog.
Looks like Planet of the Apes.
It looks like the fucking things from Land.
The Sleestaks?
No, not the Sleestaks, but the other ones.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because that's worked out so far.
Yeah.
Oh, now you get it? Now you figured it the fuck out?
He just burned a troll to death. That's horrible.
The thing.
Now it's a brain.
And it turns
no,
out
it's an egg.
Oh, shit. So you just made him more powerful. There you go. Don't get
and
him wet.
Slimy.
Don't get him wet. Fed him after midnight, and it's during the day, so
is
you're
it going
to
be a Hydra?
Yeah.
No, during the day is good
so
because it'll kill.
Have you seen this movie?
No, I have not.
And yet you've
and he's regretting it.
A happy and successful life, regardless of which.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Let me flail the sword around.
Damn, he's really good. He's all like, yeah.
I loved him in Top Gun. That's why they call him the Iceman. There's a giant green screen behind me. Run!
It's super into weather.
This is a terrible looking dragon, too.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah. What did you think it was?
Like some Down syndrome-y like gecko? Or like, you know, bearded dragon?
This is what happens when you wave wands at trolls.
Yeah, true. If you waggle... My mom always said...
There was such a Looney Tunes moment there, too.
What's that?
Quit wiggling your stick at stuff.
Oh, I got hit with silverware.
Oh, all the cutlery.
Yes, the bottlenose retarder raptor didn't live very long, sadly.
Obviously, he should not
Ginger.
Get his wizarding license.
They're only just shooting the one. I think the other one's kind of cool. Like, you know.
He's just so good at ordering people, but he does nothing.
It's like
find the beast! Destroy
it's like
the baby!
Rancor.
It's a Rancor's retarded cousin.
Yeah. They sure had a lot of time to set up traps.
Well, it took a long time to cut that tree down and carve it into the perfect battering ram. Fire bad.
In the land.
Yeah, let me get my wand again.
Oh,
damn.
That's wasted. One nut gone.
He blew his load early.
He just shut the thing up that thing's ass.
Yeah, no wonder it's pissed.
Yeah. The troll taint tap, as it's been been called.
The budget Wookiees hate water.
Mm.
So wait, how did it eat the
troll?
Troll
tastes like jerky. Well, because he swung over to the...
Oh. The tiny support
again,
beam.
I still haven't been paying attention.
She's getting hot now.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
Dude, she's got the hardest lady whatever.
Her clit is just banging against the inside of her codpiece. Sounds like a fucking...
You can hear it. You can hear it go tink, tink, tink.
It's like a war drum.
Code, yeah.
It's like a war drum.
This is the worst wrestling match I've ever seen.
Yeah, Vince McMahon really needs to fire these guys. Just can you just walk around not being wet and actually do something of value?
Do it. Superman. Ow.
And now you're dead. You're fucking dead, okay?
If he were a baby.
Billionaire money, he would have snapped his neck at that point and just fell down on him.
You know, this Bryce remake is really just kind of a downer. Like, dead babies and...
I think the troll was asking for help. I think it said it had an addiction. Very insensitive.
The final episode of Intervention, Dragons.
That look, that... Here we go. No, you're not taking the baby.
No, let's fight the midget first.
That is a very strong little person.
Well, it's those obnoxiously
it's
large-sized hands. Very well balanced.
Jesus Christ.
Are they shooting at him or the dragon? Look at how hot she is.
All she is doing is biting her lip and looking at him.
She's standing in a puddle of her own vaginal juices.
She's mentally writing in her diary. Dear diary.
Dear diary.
Grab my sword, I'll pick you up.
They say she is a sword cock.
Sword cock.
She
made me watch.
Call me.
Call me, maybe.
Text me, or...
Text me.
We just met, and this sounds crazy.
Smoke signal.
No, here's my number.
But you're Matt Mardigan, and you make me go crazy. Yes, that's right. A dragon blew its own head up.
Why didn't they use the RPG to begin with? Come on.
Do you know how expensive it is to get an RPG?
Well, there's always that one player.
Get
that...
Kale.
It's William Wallace. This men approach.
They will not take a baby.
They may kill a lot of gingers. I mean, a lot of gingers.
A lot of gingers.
I mean, like,
all the fucking gingers. But they'll never take our
it's
freedom and stuff.
Side.
Oh,
you think the guy that Sorsha's fighting is like, wait, we're on the same side? What the fuck, bitch?
Yeah.
I hate to be the dude with the flags.
Yeah.
Flag dude.
Flag man.
They actually refer to them as flaggots back in the day. Yeah.
Fucking flaggots, man. They're worse than pecs.
The mighty flaggots came from the hills. I'm so tinily dehydrated. David Thibble's
just give
water.
Me a drop.
She cares about him and she doesn't even know who the fuck he is.
Dude, she's just swimming in her own juices right now. Like, can you?
Didn't you see me?
Obvious massive head
I just wound. Made a goat, so yeah.
I just made a goat.
I'm working on a pig. Come on.
Can you ride a goat? Can you ride a goat?
Can you ride a goat? We got one.
Kenator.
I like it. I like his horse's helm. Fucking horns.
Skull Mountain looked different on the cartoon. That's all I'm going to say.
Snake Mountain.
What did I say? Skull Mountain?
Yeah. That's something different.
That was like his summer home, his timeshare.
Gone! Oh, sorry, wrong movie.
Kale!
So in your remake, you're just going to randomly cut to
Star Trek?
William Shatner
yeah.
screaming, Khan.
Khan!
For no reason.
Yes.
Win this war for me, Matt Mardigan.
And then Patrick Stewart's going to facepalm.
Every time. He's like, fuck.
Fuck.
These guys.
I could totally get Patrick Stewart to actually facepalm on that, too. Dude, have you watched American Dad? He will do anything now.
Exactly. You are absolutely
and
right.
And he is awesome for that.
He is a classically trained Shakespearean actor, and I heard him talk about
Jesus,
how...
what is on his face? He's like Neanderthal, man.
I told you that! A fucking...
Evil
brow.
Is
he
pissed.
Is he isn't a Neanderthal.
Bring me your vibrating dagger!
She uses a vibrating sword. Her butt plug vibrates also.
It's hooked up to a Harley Davidson engine.
Fucking tailgaters.
Okay, obviously they don't know Siege 101.
Yeah. So, okay, first thing, we're all going to just sort of hang out outside.
We're going to camp right out front within bow shot.
Hey, we're offended
right.
by that.
That much he's right.
Stop pushing me, bitch.
I've got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night.
The shelter chant.
Stop chewing.
What's with the neck scrotum? On the goat, not on him.
It looks like he's praying. I will pray to my bent wand.
Little known fact, Willow is actually...
Don't we all kind of, you know, pray to our bent wand, everyone?
I do a little one-handed prayer.
One-handed?
Yeah. Oh, that is not a good look
turning
for you, bro.
Into an
That's
orc?
Not a good look.
Those dentures just are not working out.
Oh, he's turning into a pig. Willow's going to be fucking happy.
Willow's going to be in pig heaven.
So many pigs. So many pigs. Well,
so little
baby?
Time.
Fuck the baby. Well, yeah, fuck
Been
baby.
There, done that.
I have an acre of pigs I can fuck. Are you kidding me?
So is the goat going to turn into a pig?
Goat pig.
What will the goat turn into?
A gig.
A gig?
A gig.
Hybrid?
Or a poat.
Some leather-bound, you know, horned animal.
Why doesn't it affect her? Did she choose not to affect
She's
her?
She's the last one.
You know what's fucked up?
Or is she immortal?
One of the reasons why this movie kind of, it didn't really scare me, but, like, you know, it stuck with me for so many years. Bev Morda looks like, or that bitch right there.
Sister Bev Morda.
Yeah, she looks like Sister Pius, yeah. Like, a younger fucking version. Like, you know, when she was healthy.
That's what she was before she became a nun. An evil queen.
Like, when this was, like, actual time, this was a fucking, she was an evil sorceress.
Kind of selfish. Just going to throw that out there.
They're wrapping her in duct tape.
He's protecting just himself.
Well, no, he's trying to change the goat into a
no,
woman.
No, he's doing a protection spell.
Use the protection spell on yourself.
You've seen this movie, Jim.
Come on. I'm not even paying attention.
And you're paying attention.
And I know more than Mr. Fu Manchu.
Mumra! Mumra in crotchless...
No, it's Mumra,
actually. Mumra in crotchless wrappings. Yeah.
Crotchless Wrappings.
Did you see?
Fifth album from Violent Sheep. Crotch Wrappings.
I didn't know the baby was into S&M.
Well, it's a very progressive movie, Bryce.
Look at how much bacon.
So far ahead of its time.
Dude, he's in hog heaven right now.
My erection is just like, you know, revving
weeping?
In the green light.
Is it weeping, Jim? It's
well, it's secreting a certain type of... excitement.
There is some leakage.
Some leakage. See a throat scrotum?
Yeah.
Throat scrotum, right there.
There's Boom. Two of them. Yeah. There's two of them.
One for each nut.
I don't know why I'm focusing on that and not, like, you know,
the goat ass.
It's funny how Bree's watching it without audio.
This is that,
you're not missing anything.
Exactly, yeah.
No.
You're getting enough with our fucking shit.
Yeah.
Believe in the words. Come on, you can do it. Oh, she's turning into a
ostrich.
Ostrich, emu. Oh no!
Eat your food.
She obviously doesn't believe in it very much.
Yeah.
Peacock.
A postridge.
A
tortoise.
Obviously, a tortoise. You go. You know, ostrich to tortoise.
Through peacock.
It's kind of like ass to mouth. You go ostrich to tortoise.
There you go.
Leave it at that!
There you go.
Oh, you failed.
Oh. And now she's
She looks
naked...
like Daenerys.
De Niro?
Except old and wrinkled.
You failed.
What have you done?
You fucked up, man!
It's 23!
The Titanic woman.
She's got a blue diamond that Hudson from
You don't want to know where it is.
Keistered. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been at this movie for, like, years.
Give me the stick. Give me your bent stick.
Because it's dangerous in your hands.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't know what you're doing.
Lazy Potter over here can't fucking figure out how to make a spell
Lazy
work.
Potter. Lazy Potter.
I'm going to put you under the stairs again.
One pig at a time. It's going to take a long
time. Was that a TV show? One pig at a time. No, it's a Johnny Cash song. One pig at a time. It's all about, like, he works at a factory and he's pigs. And
what's their obsession with
haircut
in this movie?
Well, because it's ginger.
They're trying to get rid of all the gingers in the kingdom.
This is the last one.
Put this in her baby book.
Ever since her own daughter came out ginger, she's had nothing but hatred.
Can I just say, if you're going to make a spell, wouldn't their blood be the most potent thing that you could use?
The ginger.
Well, no.
They're so full of blood, their hair is red, bro.
Ah.
Makes sense? Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
No.
It's less messy.
No.
You got two brownies that can get in. Unlock the door.
They can just throw them over the wall.
Just put them in a goddamn paper airplane.
Give them a parachute and just fucking throw them.
Yeah. Again, in your remake, Bryce, I really feel like you need to have just like all the plot holes just filled.
Yeah.
The movie's like 15 minutes long.
Dude, that's all every movie I made would be. It'd be like, and he kicked ass and it's done.
Bryce fixes your movie.
Yeah. I should make a YouTube channel.
I would subscribe to that today.
Yeah. Take my fucking money. Shut up and take my fucking money.
Mamra! The baby ancient just looks so bored.
Okay, again, we've kind of gotten past the whole peck thing.
Is Gandalf?
That's our word, not your word.
Many midgets have died to bring us this information. They're trying to attack the Death Star, literally. Oh, Willow.
She really does look like the woman from the Titanic.
You might be right, actually. Should we stay or should we go now? I don't know.
Should Did we you stay? See that? I sent that to you guys. I don't know if you actually read it. Read the top.
Read, Jim. Read this podcast.
Everyone does the ice bucket challenge.
You know, like...
What was the one I sent you that you were fucking pissed at me for?
I'd have to look it up. I blocked it from my memory.
I just imagine whatever groundskeeper
was
just like...
Oh, it was the grenade in the deli.
Me so holy. Yeah. They should have that as the symbol for your high school.
Me love you long... Oh, fuck you, dude. Like, seriously? Eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. No, you zombie. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Totally not.
That's what Easter
That's
is.
How you spread
zombie
zombieism.
Jesus Day.
Well, you know, you think about it. His followers are blind and unreliable.
They're going to make out.
I think they're
arguing.
You
can
arguing.
Eat me out standing up, please.
Well, I might have to duck a little.
Is it a little on the nose? Is that one of her?
A little on the nose.
And all that implies.
You're horrible.
I am. I truly am soulless. I gotta end. I gotta bring my A game today, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, finish strong.
Yeah. Just like Willow does.
Oh, all, you're finished.
All over her shins. You ever had a midget come on your shins before? It's a very unique feeling. Trust me. Just saying it out loud so that your neighbors can hear it. You know what? Okay.
Wait, wasn't it night before? Wouldn't they be done with the ritual and have killed the baby by now?
The much. Ritual takes 5 days. It's Does a it, really it's powerful
actually
ritual.
A Jewish ginger. Or
a Jewish
ginger?
Five business days. Okay. We don't work the weekends.
Yeah.
We're union
it's
here.
It's Shomer Shabbos.
And then you got to rest on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
You can't even walk upstairs on no. Shomer Shabbos.
You can do no work. I told you guys about the elevators.
Yep.
See all the piles of skulls there at the front?
Did you say patience blue?
What's it?
Did you just say patience blue?
Okay, wait for the midget drum beats and then attack. Okay, A, when do they dig the holes? And B, where's the fucking dirt? All right, Shawshank Redemption taught us.
The pigs just shook it out of their ass.
Yeah. 15 people just came
running. Another Wilhelm.
Ass. Let's run back into our... You know, our...
Two Wilhelm screams in one movie.
Again,
why do they sound like Apaches?
at least the horses aren't barking. That's all I care about.
What is this movie rated? Does anybody know? Is it PG or is it
Yeah,
PG
this was
13?
PG.
It's
There's rated, a lot of blood for a
actually,
PG
Actually, no,
movie.
This is rated R for ridiculous. Just like... Or M for midget.
G for ginger.
Rated G for ginger. I think we have a new rating system. All right. Old lady wet t-shirt contest. One entrant so far.
So and no people in the audience.
Yeah. Everybody left.
Oh, so the Kurgan was in another movie. And they get nothing but moss on every fucking wall.
It's very wet in whatever land this is.
Portland? Is this like ye old Portland?
Yeah.
All right.
Boiling oil.
Hey, look at those guys carrying the toboggans.
Top Ramen's ready. That is the most...
Everybody's like they got into a too hot of a shower.
Ow. Ooh, it burns.
It's okay, it's raining. It'll cool you off really fast.
Let's just wait here while it's going on.
Yeah.
Just wait.
But I mean, if you the 13th candle,
yeah, because there's not enough light in here.
There's a shitty Johnny Depp movie too, by the way. The 13th candle.
It was fine until the ending.
Well, John Hughes directed it, which I thought was going to be a little bit better.
Oh damn it! We just lit those candles.
I mean, woman I've just met.
I've never seen you before.
Boy, she looks really bad like when she gets wet.
She's a chain smoker, so.
So this is the Emperor's wife.
Yeah. Mrs. Palpatine.
Mrs. Palpatine. This isn't a galaxy far, far away, so.
No, it's in a village. That's kind of far, but not too bad. Just bring a lunch.
Just it's a quick
she
walk.
Got hit on the armor piece on the arm.
Yes.
Okay.
Her sword's bent.
You know, I used to love this movie, and now I think we've truly just.
You did want to stomp
you
on your childhood.
I know. I know. I did. I know.
So you've led the charge on this.
That's why I haven't said we should watch any of the movies that I really enjoy because I don't want them to be all shit on.
Well.
Oh, this is gonna hurt.
Is it the scene from The Running Man where,
Shit, she looks terrible. Fine. Fuck it!
Oh, the baby wanted the ginger to get...
Billionaire money, they'd have a rap battle right here.
Rap battles of history! Beth Morda!
Versus Empress Palpatine!
Begin!
DJ, spin that shit!
God, I really want to remake this movie now.
With Marshall Mathers.
I would hire the original actors and actresses too, so they'd all be really old.
At least the ones that are still alive.
Well, no, even the ones that are dead, we'll just get like a skeleton,
we'll just
like
weekend
some science
at Bernie's
class, just like firecrotch, dude. Total fucking euphemism for redhead.
Let me hit you with my firework stick.
Maybe put yourself
out
flamethrower.
It's like
then,
a,
yeah.
It's like a fire extinguisher.
It's the worst snowman I've ever seen. Damn it, who put a desk here?
And end of movie. All right, so evil wins, good loses.
She's the first
story
Sith.
Of the dark side.
Sister Pius has been alive since the beginning of fucking time.
Use the force! Did she just say chlamydia?
Some of the power of
every
chlamydia.
Spell is named after
an STD.
STD.
Herpes Maximus.
Herpes Simplex B. Gonorrhea.
That's like the Hadouken.
Well, they are Super Saiyans, right?
A ball of burning sensation.
Of infestation.
Little Goku?
Yeah.
Little Goku?
Willow Goku.
Dude, this remake is going to make all... Like, you're going to win so
you're
going to
get all the money. My
fight
stick.
My stick. Fight
my
over
stick.
The stick.
No, my stick.
Fight
no, my
over
stick.
It.
No, my stick. No, my stick. Give my stick.
So if a wizard doesn't have a wand, couldn't he just grab his penis and do
depends
a spell?
On how bent it is.
Okay. Well, a wizard can. A sorceress has to use her clit. It's a very much more attention-oriented detail.
There's a lot of yoga poses involved. A lot of puppetry at the vagina.
Which was a play that never really got the props that Damon deserved, I feel.
Budget AT-AT.
Freaking ashtray comes to life. That's the worst.
Your tauntaun will freeze before it reaches the first marker. Is he getting fucked?
Yeah.
Yes. I think he's in Game of Thrones right now. Or am I thinking? What am I thinking of?
Anything
else
but this
movie. I watch way too many shows and movies.
He didn't even spit. He just kind of blew on the guy.
I was going to say, and like, the spit's going to instantly be washed off.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
So that's what happened to Fred Durst.
Durst.
He fought Kalator and lost.
He Durst lost to Kalator.
Brush these teeth for me.
I swear that that's the guy.
Do you have any
Game
black
rooms?
Just plug it in my stab wound. You just come?
Yeah. All over Mad Mardigan. Well, that's why he's so pissed.
Dude,
you
I
caused my friend
armor.
To come! Dude, that's one hell of a sword.
I'm saying, like, the Kurgan sword wasn't that badass. Fuck you, beast man. Or pet person.
I have the power.
Well, that did not work at all. Like,
not
expecting.
Even close. Nope. Can't get me.
Where is he?
He who removes his sword... Oh, never mind.
I put it there in the first place. We're good.
What's up, bitch? Yeah. Oh, God damn it. I hope there's an elevator. Let me know when we get to the 23rd floor. Why? So I can throw up.
Where do these stairs go?
They go up and up.
Okay, go ahead. You guys go ahead.
You go ahead, yeah. I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
I cannot find any of
the... Congratulations, Willow. You killed something fucking finally.
Well, it's not dead.
Well, yeah.
He just got it out of the room.
Is he a stormtrooper?
It was
Willow,
red.
The shortest stormtrooper ever. All he's got to do is wear the helmet.
More of like a rain soldier instead of a stormtrooper.
He's a scout trooper. I don't like this. What's the safety word again?
Kale.
Oh, right in his erection.
Okay, what's it fucking take? Okay, thank God.
That'll do it.
Meanwhile, Big Jim's still in grade class. You know, I always thought, like, you when two girls fight, it's kind of sexy. This is not sexy.
Not even at all.
Even in the rain,
like
when they're moist.
Girls, one cup.
When they're moist.
They're moist.
This is the two girls, one cup of the movie series.
Two witches, no cups.
Two witches, one cauldron.
Two witches, one baby.
I love that Ted Danson movie. Steve Guttenberg's in it, too, I think.
Two witches, one midget.
Okay, so Steve Guttenberg has to play Mad Mardigan. He's doing it in
He's
drag.
Not doing anything now anyway.
You know he's available. Get him real cheap.
You could get Warwick Davis back. He looks the same.
His hands have gotten much bigger, though, by now.
He's going to hit
Look
her with his nut,
fucking,
isn't he? He's
going
to nut
hands.
On her. Dude, he's going to nut on her. Wait for it.
Don't come on
Totally
the
nutted on her.
Weren't expecting that, were you, bitch?
Fist me. Fist me.
Fist meat.
Fist meat. Fail. Fist meat, fist meat, fist, fist, fist. God damn,
she got her hand back, but it doesn't work the same.
I just realized that her crown is Wolverine horns. The dark side?
She has vibrating bone claws that come out.
She really is turning into Palpatine. Like, the more water she gets on her, the more she becomes the Emperor.
So be it, midget.
Jedi. Wipe
no.
them out.
No.
No. Should have thought this lie out a little bit.
Yeah, just... It's true, I've looked.
I've been trying for years.
I wish I could just make up words and have it do what I want.
You know, Dr. Seuss made a very good living off of that. I'm going to turn you into a summer sausage.
What the? What is this? Yeah, I never got that.
So apparently he brought everybody back to life, too.
Great. Now there's like blood potion all over the goddamn floor.
That's the worst.
You know, they say if you're in the middle of a lightning storm, don't raise your wooden wand, because...
Especially if there's blood on the floor.
Yeah. It's like the end of Big
Trouble in Little China. The ending of this just never made sense.
Yeah. What do you
mean? She's getting transported to the Star Wars universe. She's going to be in Episode 8.
She's going to be Snoke's wife.
The Empress's
Senator,
new groove.
Bev Morta.
The Empress's new groove.
Well, it is hosted by Disney, so yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Ha ha! I'm here!
You're late to the party.
Damn it.
Relax! I'm here.
Let's make out.
Really? Wow. Thanks so much for not doing a goddamn thing.
It's dead. Bryce took over.
Joke's on you. The baby's been dead the whole
time. She's been dead the whole movie.
Ever since that, I jumped into the car.
In a blanket.
Remember
like,
when we were
knew.
At the bar and I jumped out? Yeah, I totally crushed this baby. This baby's been dead a long time.
Used her in a catapult. That was awesome.
Launched her at the enemy.
Here's a diary.
That's the necronomicon.
Write down all your... Gandalf!
Read the last page.
It just says, the end.
Magic isn't real.
It says, kill all the gingers. That was gross, but whatever, okay.
How about some sugar for Mad Mardigan, huh?
You want to ride behind me again? Front?
Freaking normal-sized hands.
Yeah, it just fits like... Oh, it's creepy.
Did you read the book, The Mouse and the Motorcycle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the...
That was one of my favorite, actually, movies when I was a kid.
You want us to watch that movie?
No! Fuck no. Don't touch my movies, goddammit. Don't touch my childhood.
And so when little Billy got sick and, was it Charlie? What was the name of the mouse?
Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. It wasn't Charlie, because that's like the go-to
no.
name.
No. But... Come on, phone.
Migosh!
Migosh! Way to fucking be a coward and run back to the village.
Did you kill that black root habit you had?
Me, gosh, has been detoxed this whole time.
Yodolf! See? Apple? Huh? Oh, he got some in his mouth.
He got baby vomit.
Yeah.
No, he got bird shit in his mouth. Kaya.
Ralph. Ralph is the
no,
Ralph,
it's,
that's right.
It's pronounced Kia, like the car.
Well, she is inexpensive and easy to get into. Finish strong. It's fourth quarter. Dig deep.
How do you feel about your childhood now?
Raped soggy.
Soggy like the witches?
Yeah.
Budget Shire.
Why are they living in the Sand People Village?
There's a bath that's like shaking a stick. Fuck you, pod racers.
Oh, thankfully that movie was short.
It's a lot longer than I remember, strangely enough. Yeah.
That movie got better towards the end when I was a little bit more intoxicated.
Tipsy?
Yeah. Alcohol makes all movies better.
Agreed. It makes everything better. Like,
unless they're religious.
Oh, Jesus.
Then they're just terrible.
You know.
I sent you guys some links to some podcasts. I'm sure you haven't watched them yet or listened to them.
I listened to the
Cognitive Dissonance. That was
James,
funny.
How much have you had to drink today?
I have sniffed a lot of your whiskey.
Dude, this thing is lethal. This is like you know, you know.
They don't call it liver killer for nothing.
Daikini level, like just like powerful. 59 was it? 59.
It's made by PEX.
59.41% alcohol, so it makes it 118.83%. 83. It's gonna be 82. Yeah.
Bryce, just 82. Take a sniff of that. Just.
Oh. I'm gonna fucking. Get
he's gonna be off. Like throwing up drunk. Just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flavor, smells like
gasoline.
Flavored by gingers.
They just dip them into the tank.
just a dash of Daikini or Peck. Excuse me, Peck. But no, this was one of my favorite movies as a kid. And
you'll
I'm
never
glad we ruined it,
dude. Good. Just like
that's how we roll.
Yeah,
we teabagged the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, we did. And for any
there was no bag. It was just full of tea.
If we had any little people, which, again, I know the term midget is considered derogatory. To me, little person always felt worse.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like
it's supposed
person,
to be politically
little,
correct.
Yeah. It's condescending.
Yeah. You're not a person.
Yeah.
You're a little person.
Yeah. Whereas, that's what you call children.
Yeah.
Little people.
Yeah. Big.
They're just little drunk people.
Little drunk.
To me, the term dwarf is offensive, and they prefer that.
Oh, and yet you watch all the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, and I was offended throughout the whole.
Yeah, and the Hobbit. where they go to, you know,
Dwarfland? I mean,
New Dwarfland, I think is
New Dwarf.
Yeah. Back then it was just called Dwarfland. Yeah. But yeah, so and there are many varying degrees of people that have, you know, a height disadvantage, I'll say. But mm-hmm. yeah, like I said, the fact that little people is acceptable by them, I feel worse saying that than I would saying midget, because to me midget is just it's the word that I always grew up with. It doesn't have any bad connotations to it.
No.
But
no.
I guess I didn't grow up in that world, you know, when you're basically at fart height your entire life.
Well, that's why they're angry.
Yeah. You know.
They always have to smell it.
Yeah.
You know,
they live in a cloud of fart.
Yeah, and they have to build toys, you know, up north. Like 364
slave labor? Yeah. Slave labor.
It's plain hobbits and dwarves, and, well, not even hobbits, because they
hobbits and dwarves was a horrible tabletop game, by the way.
Did not do
well,
as well.
Well, no, they D&D. Can't. That's the thing, though. They can't play hobbits and dwarves anymore because they get regular sized people D&D. And they just use, you know, camera tricks.
Yeah.
So they're out of work there.
Yeah. They're not going to make a remake of The Wizard of Oz anytime soon, you know.
No, they'll just use regular sized people on a green screen. Yeah.
So
it's terrible.
But no, Val Kilmer was the man back in the day, you know, the Top Gun era, you know, Top Secret, incredible movie. Really, no one? No one's going to go with me on that one? Real genius? Hilarious? Hello? Where'd everybody go? Am I back in the Shire? What the fuck?